And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. We went very quickly from, I think, potentially fear of iguanas to like maybe iguana abuse. And I expect nothing less from my favorite morning show here in the city of Houston, Payne and Pendergast. and incredible stuff. But yeah, we're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on this Tuesday. It is a rodeo ticket Tuesday, mind you, and a couple of... All right, at 11 and in the 1 o'clock hour, we will be giving away four packs of tickets. In the 11 o'clock hour, Zach Top is the four pack. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, it'll be John Party. Those are the guys that you will be having an opportunity of getting tickets to just by listening to your favorite radio station, Sports Radio 610.
All you got to do?
Man, rodeo is here, man.
I know.
If I have my bearings right, I think today is the day where I go and I make sure that I'm suited and booted. To head out to
you get your boots, you getting them?
I think so. I think today is the day where I'm heading out and going to find them.
Getting boots, baby. Okay, he's in.
We'll see how that goes. Or maybe I'll just wait for these fellas to come back with some iguana skin and, you know, hook me up that way, right? Like maybe that's the way that it goes. In doing my research, because I am that's the way that I do things. If I want to make a purchase, especially one that is not like just frivolous money, you know, I end up doing a lot of research, and I'm like, iguana stand does sound kind of dope.
It does sound cool.
Yeah, dude. Like, apparently we
it
use...
It could be very, very illegal, but that's all right.
We use some very exotic skins when we're putting these boots together. Yeah. Ostrich skin and such, obviously. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm like, all right, maybe some iguana skin boots is the way that we go. But, yeah, shout out to the fellas there. As you heard, us scheduling live on air, we will have Seth Payne at 12:40 talking about... One of the things I think today that is worth your attention, which I guess shout out to the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
The Texas Hammer!
713-572-4610. What has the majority of your attention today? Because I think there's a few places that it can go. The Combine is kind of warming up in earnest. I know we won't have people working out per se. That starts on Thursday. But we will hear from the head coach of your Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans. I think he is set to talk at 12:15, and very soon thereafter, we'll try and get you kind of an idea of what he said. And but you have that happening kind of on the football front. We have Rockets-Bucks tonight. Rockets facing off against one of the better teams in the East, and beginning another one of those back-to-backs, those dreaded back-to-backs that they've had 13 of this year, a league-leading 13. But getting a chance to play against a very good team there, and I don't know that I haven't heard much on the idea of whether Fred VanVleet will play. I know yesterday on the injury report he showed as questionable, which was better than the last time that the injury report came out ahead of a game where he was ruled out the day before. So we'll see if maybe he makes his return there. Like, does this Rockets team avenge the loss that they had a couple days ago, and do they find a better streak of things? Do they have a better go of things? I think that's an interesting thing. But of course, there's so much spring training baseball stuff, including an actual spring training baseball game.
Yeah,
where we'll get to see Ronel Blanco. We'll get to see Chaz McCormick getting back in action. I think playing left today. Mm-hmm. We'll see Dubon at second.
Yeah, at second, Paredes at third. So we got some.
I don't know. I guess I shouldn't say that in a way where we have not seen Dubon. We've seen Dubon play second, but like obviously not with this particular backdrop.
Yeah, he's in the mix. It's a pretty exciting day, you know, because you know, obviously sports. Half of sports is about anticipation, you know, the big game coming up, the big whatever, you know, anticipation of a big matchup. There's a lot of anticipation with this Astros squad, probably more than there has been in 7 or 8 years minimum, because there are some questions, there's some unknowns, and we're not going to draw, you know, final conclusions by any stretch. But it's going to be.
Speak for yourself.
You're done.
I'm making all the decisions on this team today.
Based on today's
today,
action.
Today, by 2 p.m.
What's your prediction for the season?
By 2 p.m. I'm going to know what I believe in.
This looks like a World Series contender.
I don't know about third base, man. Oof, boy. No, but there's a lot of anticipation surrounding the Astros for the first time in a long time. Great to be able to talk to Seth Payne. That's going to be happening at 1:40, at 12:40 today. And so there's that. But I'm also anticipating, I've spent far too much time. You ever gotten into one of these ruts? Like
all the time.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
It is part and parcel of my personality. So, I know where you're going.
So I was, this morning I got up a little earlier today than usual. I was up about 5:15. And so I meandered.
Had guts?
No, just
gastrointestinal
just,
stuff?
Just woke up.
That's usually it for me. And when telling too much information
just,
early
just
on.
Just woke up.
It's just when, you know, the gastrointestinal going a little.
That's happened, like, but not today. I was just like, oh, wide awake. Might as well get to work. So I went out to my office, and I was out there, and I said, ooh, I got time. I'm going to dig in on these draft guys. So I started going in all these different directions. And an hour later, I still didn't have a good idea of which direction I wanted to talk about because I was anticipating, all right, what about some of these guys that we haven't heard about? What about some of these guys that we, you know, maybe are just somewhat maybe overhyped? And what about this and what about that? And I'm sitting there looking at my laptop and all the tabs that I have open. I look like you.
That's right.
And I'm like, well, I really don't have a good gauge on where I want to go today, but we ended up with one, so we'll get to that in a little bit. But the anticipation is what I'm talking about.
Draft, yes. Looking at that aspect
all
of it.
All those different angles of the draft. There's a lot of anticipation, so it's going to be fun.
Okay. Yeah. I'm personally very interested in the baseball of this all. Mm-hmm. It's particularly getting a chance to see this team on the diamond with, I guess, more of the players that you anticipate affecting games this year. And then, of course, you get Ronel Blanco on the mound. And on top of that, you should see some other pitchers on the mound, guys that we want to get a little bit more insight on. I know that our very own Adam Spillane, doing his work early on the day, as you know, he has want to do in spring training, you know, has tweeted out and talked about the idea that this is a day, where we're probably going to see Hayden Wisniewski, mm-hmm. probably going to see Forrest Whitley go. Those are guys that are going to be, I guess, somewhat important. In fact, if you were listening a little bit earlier, Spo was talking about how it feels like Whitley will make this team and he's going to be important in this pen, which I guess it's about time. And then also you hope that actually provides you something that is going to be useful on this team. And that's not just that, hey, we're trying to keep a guy around and mm-hmm. he's not actually impactful to what you do. But then also, like, he was, and can you have audio here, right, Fig? We had Joe Espada talking this morning, mm-hmm. obviously. And one of the things that is always going to be there, and we're not going to get any insight into this today, but hopefully later on the week, whether it's tomorrow, maybe Friday, those are the dates that we have been given mm-hmm. to kind of speculate on from our very own Adam Spillane. Maybe we get a little bit of insight into Jose Altuve and left. This was Joe Espada's update on where Altuve is with his left field journey.
He's actually been pretty good out there. One thing is practice, and we control the environment and the volume. But once the game starts, he'll be tested, and then we'll get a better read of where he's at. But right now, the attitude is exactly what we were expecting, and the work actually has been pretty good.
That's exactly what I was thinking as far as like what to look for today. You know, spring training game, you don't make any big conclusions, but when it comes to position players, once the game starts like this and you get some veterans going, you can start kind of seeing where things are headed. Now, as far as pitching, you know, Blanco is going to start. Just for those who don't know, I wouldn't put too much stock in what Blanco is doing as a starter, because a lot of times they're trying a new pitch.
Sure.
They're working on some new things with location or whatever. So it's just experimental. But
particularly for those guys that know they're going to be on the run.
Exactly. Yeah. But when it comes to Wisniewski and Forrest Whitley, this is the time when you can get a good gauge, because they're not testing anything. They're trying to make the squad. You know, they're trying to find a place in the lineup. So I would say when you go back and look at this game, those are the pitchers that you should really be watching. But other than that, it's going to be the guys in the position that, you know, you're going to have to make plays if you're out in the position.
For sure. Yeah. And it's the same lineup that we were supposed to see against the Marlins today, which means we'll get a little Christian Walker mm-hmm. in this and see, like, kind of just generally what he looks like, how spry he is early on in the process. Again, I think similar feeling when it comes to guys at bats. Like, you know, sometimes they're working on things. I imagine Christian Walker's most, like, of a finished product as a player, that I don't know that he's necessarily doing a lot of working on something in particular, but he'll be out there And maybe the totem of some sorts of spring training. John Singleton DHing.
Mm-hmm.
Excited to see what he physically looks like. Yeah. What is his corporeal form? Like, how does that look, and how does that also translate to him swinging the bat? Because I think that was the thing, right? We all came in, and I think, you know, Seth in particular had a very fun time talking about the fact that he has dropped 25 pounds and he's working out a lot, and it is noticeable. We asked Spo about this yesterday. He joined us from West Palm, and I know Spo to be a truth teller. He's one of those guys that you ask him something, and if it's just hype, he'll let you know that he believes it's just hype. I was asking him, all right, best shape of his life, is this real? And before I could even get the question out, Spo was like, yes. So I want to see, like, what does that actually look like? What does that look like in at least at the plate? Obviously, he's DHing, so we won't see him in the field and see if that has any level of impact there. But that's really what matters for us, is like, what does that left-handed bat look like with a more slimmed down John Singleton? Is he going to be a little bit better discipline, or is he going to be able to see the off-speed pitches a little bit better than he has in the past?
Or quickness, you know, quickness of the bat would be one of the things I'm looking for with him. And it is interesting. Now, as you mentioned, this lineup was going to be yesterday's lineup. But, you know, just in the last, 15, 18 hours, there is a little bit of news, at least in terms of Bob Nightingale, who was on with Area 45 last night, regarding Nolan Arenado. So it sounds as if, maybe this whole, he's back, they're back in the mix, that whole thing might be falling by the wayside with Nolan Arenado. You know, Nightingale doesn't seem to think that it's necessarily going to be something that he would waive his no trade clause even now,
In fact, he joined Area 45 last night. Patrick Creighton was on, and this was the answer that he gave in regards to the Arenado to Astros possibility.
I don't think he's changed his mind on that. I don't necessarily think that's reigniting trade talks either. I think it might have came up, but I've heard there's no talking to St. Louis. St. Louis people, and John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations, says there's zero traction. So it doesn't look like that's going to happen at all.
Thanks.
It would be kind of – it doesn't make real sense for it to happen now either. You're changing everything again. It's one thing to do that with Bregman. It's another thing to do for the guy that's never played for the Astros before.
Makes sense to me. That's what had me excited yesterday, the prospect of of what he could do with, on the corners and the infield. But, Nightingale's plugged in, and he doesn't seem to think that not much has changed at all.
Yeah, and obviously that is on the front of, actually Nolan Arenado himself, just maybe not being in that place where he feels like he would waive his no-trade clause. And so we go with what we have is the way that it seems like it's going for the Astros, and that we're going to get a chance to see a little bit of that 205 against the Mets. The other things that are causing interest, I guess, or can generate interest. We talked about D'Amico talking. Is there anything that you are hoping to hear from D'Amico Ryans from his availability at in Indy at the Combine?
Yeah, look, I think D'Amico and Sean and Seth touched on it a little bit this morning. This is the national media that is coming and gathering. There's usually a big group of media there. It's not the local guys, where I'm not saying that they downplay it with the local guys, but it's the same faces every day, and they sort of default to answers that are just sort of off the cut. Like he was talking about Stephon Diggs, like, well, we're not gonna talk about any free agents. When the national media comes in, that just seems to elevate, I guess, the clarity a little bit, the candor a little bit. So I think we're probably going to get a little bit more specifically. What do I want to hear? I can't anticipate them giving away any secrets, but I think there's going to be a little more clarity on where they stand with some of these free agents, specifically Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, that's going to be really huge, getting an idea of the free agents, because, I mean, that is the period before we get to the actual drafting of some of these players. And, you go through mock drafts, and I guess, we'll do that as well in this week, as, obviously player acquisition ends up being a huge talking point in all of this time period. But, the free agency is going to matter a big amount. And when we keep looking at the various players that you could acquire in the draft or whatever, you'll have a lot more insight into what the direction is once you get an idea of the free agents that they're willing to sign, or the guys that they're willing to add to what they have currently. So, I'm very interested in that. We should hear, or at least, kind of get some insights into what D'Amico's thinking. And then, obviously, I mentioned Rockets. Rockets, Bucks, where does that stand for you on the things that kind of grab your interest? Is this just kind of another regular season game for you right now?
No. I mean, they You hate to say they need to get right, but they were, what, 3-7 in their last 10 games before the break. They've come out not necessarily with a whimper, but not strong, not answering a lot of questions. The back-to-back thing, which we talked about yesterday. They need to they need to come out and sort of reestablish like who they are. Ime Udoka was very clear about these guys need to play smarter. The defense, we've talked about that, is not the same. You're good. You're facing a team that's up there, man. I mean, you're facing a team that's going to be able to give you the tests. This is a day when the Rockets, absolutely have to start coming up with some of these answers.
Yeah, and anytime you get a chance to do it against some really good teams, it's always a good opportunity to get some insight there, and the Bucks are one of those teams. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Tuesday, a rodeo, Ticket Tuesday. We'll get that going in an 11 o'clock hour and the 1 o'clock hour. And speaking of the 11 o'clock hour, we will be joined, as we always are on Tuesdays, by Brandon Scott, and we'll get B. Scott's thoughts and all of that. But coming up next, who you are referring to as my man crush, a man that I respect quite a bit, Aaron Schatz. He works for ESPN. Also,
Reggie's man crush.
Founded FTN Fantasy. He has a thought on a trade that he believes the Texans should make. He calls it a bold trade. Do you believe it to be bold? And do you think that this trade is something that the Texans should make? I'll tell you who that trade acquisition is next.